This is Ian Axel, and you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. Stand tall. I know the weight of the world won't bring me down.
Bathtub, it's cool and clean. Afternoon, Medford, Somerville area. This is Georgia and Sarah. We're Granola Girls, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Ooh, yeah, you are. Happy Sunday. Happy afternoon. Made it through another week.
You know what? Did we make it through?
Did we? Barely.
We're here today to discuss, did we make it through the week, actually?
Right. No, exactly. Because our theme for today is... What the heck is going on right now?
What the heck?
Or WTF, you know, if you know, you know.
Fill in the blank.
Right. Because, you know, honestly, I'll say it. What the heck is going on right now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel like everyone in the past about year and a half has gotten very, very good at lying and being, you know, not truthful in their everyday lives. Because, you know, as Sarah and I have talked about, no one actually knows what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
No one is really doing well at all. Even if they seem like they are, they're just lying.
And if you are, you're lying to yourself.
And if you are, you are lying.
And
it's just a very chaotic time.
Yeah. Like, I think we've both, speaking for me and Georgia, have had a really rough semester.
Yeah.
It's been really hard out here. And I know a lot of our dear friends have also... had a rough time.
Yeah.
And I think, you know what? Why is no one talking about this?
Yeah.
Normalize having a hard time.
We do need to normalize it. That's what we're trying to do today with our music selections. Kind of a mix of songs that, for me, I pick songs that either made me feel like everything was wrong, but also made me feel like everything was going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm being seen right now.
Right.
But also I'm like, okay, this... It'll be okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, maybe we can get into this, you know, as the episode progresses, but I feel like that's something I've been thinking about. Like, this semester feels unique and, like, that it's so bad right now. But I think all of us are also like, it'll be okay, you yeah. know? Like, I think there's more of, like, a light at the end of the tunnel, yeah. kind of. And I don't really know. Maybe it's because we're, like, seniors. I mean, you know, some of us.
Some of us have another year. Graduating.
Some of us are also graduating in August. So, you know, we definitely have a little bit of time left. But, I, like, maybe that's it now that we're kind of older.
I don't know. But I feel fun, like the senior year is, like, one thing. But, like, the whole, like, current pandemic / fake yeah. post-pandemic sort of world that we're supposed to navigate now and be seniors in college. It's like...
So,
like,
it's
you're
weird.
Making this up. Like, it's
right.
a joke.
No,
right?
It's fake. It's also interesting because there's no, like, roadmap for this. Like,
no, absolutely
I mean, the
not.
Like, the years before us who, like, were in college during COVID, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a different experience, but like, this sort of fake post-COVID, like, construction that we've all kind of tricked ourselves into believing. It's like... We're having to navigate, like, yeah. how to exist in this world, and no one knows. So, you know, I feel like, these songs, this theme today kind of reflects that. I mean, to start off with Humpty by Mitski
yeah.
is, like, whoa, a heavy hitter. I've been listening to Mitski a lot recently because I've not been doing well. And, I mean, just in general, like, everyone says this about her. I think that's why people really like her. But she just has such a way of, like, taking my feelings and putting them into words, and I guess that's the whole point, but it's really crazy. Like, she's so, just every time I listen to her, it really hits me, like, yeah. how good she is at, you know, words
yeah.
and music too. Like, just the, it all just, like, meshes very well together. And I feel like Humpty in particular, like, just the image of, like, picking up the eggshells off the ground, you know, and the, like, evoking this feeling of, like, what happened, and yeah. like trying to, like, clean up the mess. That's felt very fitting for this time.
Yeah, in this
I
day
have
and
to
age.
Say. So I think that was a good one to start off.
That
with.
Was an excellent pick. Yeah, I also picked a Mitski song. I don't know mm-hmm. if we have more, but I also picked a Mitski song, and I kind of put that at the end, so kind of open and close.
Right.
With two Mitski songs, because I feel like that's kind of the sandwich that kind of keeps our whole
mm-hmm. our lives
whole current
together.
Mood together.
Uh huh. I have to agree. What's our next tune?
Our next song was a tune that I picked. I also want to apologize if I sound kind of muffled. I realized as I sat down that I'm wearing the world's thickest fabric mask today.
It's cute, though.
It is very cute, but I feel like it's hard to hear. But that's fine. I'm going to keep it on, obviously, mm-hmm. because that's safety.
So true.
So I just want to apologize for that. But I picked Junior Varsity by Dayglo, who... I saw Dayglo a few weeks ago. Very popular song, Can I Call You Tonight? Very mm-hmm. dancey, fun.
Definitely.
But this song particularly, I don't know, something about it is very, I don't know, perhaps because I was a sports person in high school,
perhaps.
But it's like this idea, this like coming of age type of moment. But it's kind of a little bit sad, like bittersweet.
Mm-hmm.
So we can
yeah.
play that now. This
Let's
is Junior Varsity by Dayglo.
Can you see it now? The changing in the leaves. It's all around us now. As foreign as it seems. Let's celebrate. Can you
around.
Got a wishbone drying on the windowsill in my kitchen, just in case I wake up and realize I've chosen wrong. I love this life that I have, the vine hanging over the door, and the dog who comes when I call. But I wonder sometimes what I'm missing. It's been burning for so many summers now. It's time to cool it down, wherever that leads. 'Cause all the beautiful girls, they will fade like the roses, and all the times they will change, it'll all come around. Hellraisers, I'm still crazy for you.
Shoegazing like some lo-fi band, a desperate beer in each one of my hands. I'll dance the night away to prove it was great. 10 minutes later, repetitive lines and Valencia filters are passing the time, and the photo's flashes made my eyes appear to be the ghostly kind. But I sunk into music just like the Dead Sea. I try and go further till Bowie and C floats me. Semi-sobriety and unconscious mess, I guess I'll never be, that's fine. I'll pop sugar pills all night, all night, all night. I'll pop sugar. good girls all night. I can't see a thing in the haze around me. I'm still having fun cause I know I should be. When will I stop being such a dumb kid and go where every life is? But why would I lie when I said that I won't? I know that I am damned if I do or if I don't. That's fine as I'll pop sugar pills all night, all night, all night, placebo. I'm just a weed growing out of a wall. It's an obvious secret that's kept by us all tonight. But this'll die with me. I'll bury it deep in my broken phone screen. Alright, till the backlight kills my sight. But tell me that funny things don't go away, and just promise we'll keep being stupid all day. So hey, who needs life anyway? Let's stay mature, let's not ever stray. Alright, let's pop sugar pills all night. Alright, alright, let's pop sugar pills all night. I can't see a thing in the haze around me. I'm still having fun cause I know I should be. When will I stop being such a dumb kid and go wherever you like? Said that I won't. I know that I am damned if I do or if I don't. And that's fine as I'll pop sugar pills all night, all night, all night. Alright, alright. Placebo wing on Friday.
There's things in this town I'd rather forget, but I just keep on moving. There's no point in losing. I just keep refusing. Oh, I just keep on proving nothing is quite true and everything is fluid.
Personality. supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for the special offer. Guaranteed personality. I'm now lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily.
That's a great one. Lost in the Supermarket.
Yeah, it is a good one. I feel very connected to that line. That's like, I wasn't born so much as I just came out, like popped out or something. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
No, me too. Hey, I have a little PSA.
I'd love to hear it.
Well, it's about alternative scouting.
Hmm.
The Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this co-educational, inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsaus.org or by calling 636-542-885. Cool.
Cool. That sounds, yes.
I just thought this one was interesting.
Love going outside.
I also love going outside as a former Girl Scout. You know.
How far did you get in Girl Scouts?
Shout out the troops. Yep. So I was a brownie, and then I quit. So.
Nice.
You know, got to sell the cookies.
Yep.
And then got out of there. But I thought it was pretty fun. Well, yeah. Do you have any reflections on some of the songs that we've played? Today?
Yeah, well, we had some good ones in there.
Yeah.
I pulled Friday Night Placebo by Sydney Gish from Ed Buy's Houses, which is a great album.
Great album.
But it's also funny because yesterday I was on the little shuttle that Tufts has that goes to the SMFA, and it goes past Northeastern, and there were so many people out there, like, all in caps and gowns, and I was really confused because I was like, it's November, like, is this, like, summer graduation? Like, are they doing the December? Like, I don't know how graduation, and Northeastern is, like, super weird, right. Like, schedule, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what's happening? And apparently, it was the class of 2020, like, in-person graduation, which I only saw because it was on Sydney Gish's Instagram story.
So there you go.
So thank you, Sydney, for
Sydney.
Keeping the people aware of all the happenings of Northeastern University.
Because we're all wondering.
Because we're all wondering what was happening over there.
Yeah.
Did
you see her?
I didn't see her. Sad. I saw a lot. There were, like, a lot of people.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's exciting for them. Congrats to the class of 2020.
At Northeastern. I guess at Tufts, too.
I guess. Whatever.
You guys are pretty cool.
Yeah. I also love that album, Ed Buy's Houses. I feel like such an underrated album.
Like, for someone who has two albums, somehow that one does not get enough.
Exactly. I know. Or just in the grand scheme of albums in the world. I'm like, this one's pretty good. I like it. I feel like all the songs, like every single one has something to it.
It's true. And I believe that's the album that has presumably Dead Arm on it, which is like kind of become its own like kind of thing. It's kind of blowing up.
It kind of is. I mean, it kind of is one of my favorite songs ever, and I heard it on TikTok once. I think we talked about this.
I think you sent it to me, and you were like, this can't happen.
I was like, if this becomes a TikTok song, I will delete the app.
Yeah.
So maybe it should happen so I can get off the app finally, but it really, like, my jaw dropped hearing that song.
But it's on so
that
good. App.
But it's so like I want people to hear it.
Yeah.
But also I can't deal with that emotionally.
This is the,
you know, TikTok is a safe space
for
me.
There's tension there.
Right. There is kind of a duality there.
The duality
if you
of
think about
the
it.
The gatekeep and the anti gatekeep
and the gaslight and the, girl boss
and the girl
community.
Boss.
Yeah. Right. So there's something there for sure. Also Stone at the Nail Salon was another song.
That song really this summer was like, oh wow. Like when that song dropped, that single, and everyone was like, oh, it's so quiet, so slow. And I was like, I don't think you understand what she's talking about, actually.
Right.
And I was right, obviously. It's one of the best songs in the album, I think.
It is.
But now listening to it, it's like, oh, wow.
I know. I feel like that, you know, I, like, reflecting on that album, I feel like a lot of people have been saying, like, wow, Lorde really made us wait this many years for that album. Which, like, I kind of see, I see that argument, like, not to, I, like, I think it's a good album, but I think I haven't found myself returning to it that much as a whole. Like, I think there are certain songs, and Stone at the Nail Salon is one of them, that I, like, keep coming back to, you know? So I think it definitely speaks to this current time that we're experiencing.
I feel like I've been returning to it just not as much as I was, I think, during the summer, because it is very much a summer, I think, album. But there are some songs, Stone at the Nail Salon, I think, Big Star, Man with an Axe, Oceanic Feeling, even. Like, even though that song is, like, very summery, it still kind of feels like in the dead of winter, I would be listening to this song and, like, thinking about,
I agree,
like, these things.
I think out of a summery album, it's, like, not the most summery song on that album. I've been returning to Mood Ring a lot.
That's
like,
a good one, too.
Like, I think it's a... Like, that one feels very summer to me, but it also just, like... It's, like, always stuck in my head. Like, it's so good. And also Dominoes, I think, is another good one.
That's a good one.
Just thematically feels very fitting for this semester.
Thoughts on the... Now, recently, I think in the past week or so, the deluxe... Or the extended deluxe, whatever... the two bonus tracks on the album were released, Hold No Grudge and... Another one called Helen of Troy. Thoughts on these?
I haven't listened to them. Yeah.
I've listened to them maybe once or twice, but not multiple times.
Yeah, what do you think?
I thought they were fun. I think they definitely... It's interesting to hear them kind of after... You know, it's like Oceanic Feeling. It's a very good closer, I think. And then to kind of have those two songs stuck together. I was like, oh, okay.
Right.
That's just how bonus tracks work. They're at the end. But yeah, I really liked... Hold No Grudge.
Okay. So. Are they, like, fun songs?
I don't think they're as fun as, like, a Mood Ring, but they are kind of, like, I think they are a little bit playful.
Okay. I'm excited to listen. I guess I'm a fake fan. I didn't know.
I just know because I'm on her email list.
Oh, right, obviously.
So, and I think they were on YouTube, but they were just, like, added to the Spotify version of the album.
That makes sense. Well, speaking of albums that came out this week... Can we just talk about Red?
Oh my God. I was like, what are we going to talk about? What came out this week?
Surprise.
Wait,
I mean,
this next song?
Right. Because I think I was assuming that this next song was...
Yeah, it is.
Was, So, wow.
I'm sure that the WMFO airwaves have been blowing up Red Taylor's version.
The playlist that we saw before we logged on had a song from this album. So I'm sure everyone's been talking about it and playing it. But... I mean, we have to talk about it, you know? It's the Granola Girls brand to discuss Taylor Swift.
It is. I think we talked about it. I think we're going to have a Taylor Swift episode, definitely. Mm-hmm. Maybe even next week. I think it's time.
It is. I'm surprised we haven't done one yet. Well, we talked about it, and then we were like, we have to wait until Red, Taylor's version, comes out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, thoughts?
I mean, I'm at a loss. I really think that this was all the Taylor's versions that we've heard so far have been excellent, but this was just something about the anticipation, the cutthroat nature of the album already. I mean, there's some heavy hitters on there.
Yes.
And then having this with the build up to the All Too Well and All Too Well Taylor's version, 10-minute version,
and the short film.
Wow. 15 minutes long. Starring Dylan O'Brien and Sadie Sink.
Right.
Written and directed by Taylor Swift.
Written and directed,
as you all may know.
Yes.
If you haven't watched it, give it a look.
What are you doing?
Up. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't.
Right. And
but you're going to get
that's
it because
on
she's an artist. The ending, we'll talk about the ending.
Right.
The ending of the video, we were kind of curious about.
Yeah. So that, like, the ending, like, in my research after we, so George and I had a little watch party and a little discussion and reflection. And what I've seen after that, like, mostly on TikTok, because the Swifties love coming up with theories about
they
things.
Love it.
And they're, like, always right. It's very weird.
It's true.
But one theory that I've seen is that she's going to write a book.
Oh.
And, like, she's been talking about that. And apparently on Jimmy Fallon, she was like, oh, I always give Easter eggs, like, 3 years in advance. So everyone is like, oh, a book is going to come out 3 years from now.
Whoa.
Which I kind of, I see that happening. I feel like that would be a really nice next step for her. Like, I can see that.
Yeah.
Because I think her writing in the past couple of years has just, like, gotten so much
better.
Like it's Evermore so good.
And, like, folklore.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like that's when I became, like, more of a Swiftie, like, capital S, is, like, after Folklore, when I was, like, just simply the writing on this album is so good.
I feel like most of what, I mean, obviously she's like a pop artist, like she makes good music, but like Taylor Swift is like a storyteller. Mm-hmm. I think the Taylor's version, like, albums and like the releases have really shown like how much of like a storyteller she is.
Definitely.
But yeah, definitely Folklore.
Yeah.
It's like, that was,
right,
you know.
And just, I think the storytelling aspect of like, again, just all these, like, analyses that are coming out of like the songs and the short film and all of that is just like showing how like intentional she is with like every single thing that she does. Like, I saw this TikTok today that was showing like this picture from when she was dating you know, he who shall not be named.
Now which one?
Mr. Gyllenhaal.
Okay.
Sorry to say it,
Jake
on the
Gyllenhaal.
Airwaves. Right.
Redacted.
Redacted.
Strike it from the record.
Yeah, I didn't say that. Well, when she was dating him, and she was wearing a scarf, and there, it was like a paparazzi photo, and then there was a picture of him, like, months later, on November 12th, 2010, where he was wearing that same scarf that she was wearing in that photo, and, which is important, not only because of the scarf, but because the album came out on November 12th.
Also at the end of the video when he's
and
wearing
at the end of the
video. I was like,
exactly.
That's kind of weird.
Exactly.
That's like, oh, my
but
God!
But it's like, I guess that, like, she did it on purpose.
Whoa.
It's like, and that just blew my mind. Like, it sounds so silly, but I was like, really, every detail is planned to a T.
And it's, excuse me. And it's like, some people, you know, we were just discussing, like, someone on the internet, of course, because the internet is full of just everyone. Someone was just saying, oh, like, I don't understand, like, why people are so obsessed with this. Like, you're not Taylor Swift's friend. You never dated Jake Gyllenhaal. Like, leave it alone. But I feel like there's something to say about the nature of, like, how we talk about, like, relationships, especially, like, when women talk about relationships, and it's always like, oh, it was just this, or it was just
that.
Like, you are allowed to, like, make it as dramatic as you want.
No, exactly.
Because, like, you went through something.
Like, right.
I don't care, like, who says whatever. Like, she went through something.
Mm-hmm. I just have so many thoughts on this. Because I feel like a lot of people have been like, she only dated him for 3 months.
And, like I would talk about that,
like,
forever
for the rest of my life.
Like,
and because I would argue, haven't we all dated Jake Gyllenhaal in a way? Haven't we
way,
all dated a Jake Gyllenhaal?
In a way, we all have had that
right. Because that is something we talked about around the short film, is like just seeing that dynamic of you know, Dylan's character, like, gaslighting, you know, Sadie's character, was just like, wow, like, we've all been there.
Yeah, it was a very physical reaction
from,
I think, both of us.
Definitely. And I think that's why a lot of people feel so invested in this, because it's like, that is, like, their experience that Taylor is giving, like, credibility to and, like, legitimacy to this experience that has been like, oh, it doesn't matter. You only dated for 3 months, whatever.
Also, I feel like, I mean, it's not the exact same, but we talked about together, and, like, other people have talked about it also, like, the relationship and, like, their age differences, which comes up in the song, in the film. Like, that's super important. I feel like it's something that people, you know, if it's not, like, a 30-year-old, like, dating, like, a 16-year-old, people are like, oh, that's normal for, like, a grown man to date, like, a 19-year-old girl. But, like, just, like, the idea that, of that being, like, talked about and saying, like, actually, this is really messed up. And, like,
horrible.
Why is this normalized? Because that's horrible.
And just another instance of, like, just intentionality and, like, the casting of it, where, like, I mean, we talked about this, like, we saw Sadie as, like, a child actor in Stranger Things, and then Dylan, like, the sort of, like, height of his career was, like, years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, he might be coming back, I think. I think this could be the start of something for him.
Yeah.
But just that aspect of, like, we saw Dylan's popularity years ago when he was already an adult.
Yeah.
and then Sadie as a kid. Like, it just definitely brought, like, a new dimension to it. Or, like, I can imagine Taylor being like, okay, you guys finally get it now, right? Like, how horrible that was. So, I don't know. I just, I am a big fan. Big Swiftie. Something else I've been thinking about recently related to that album is, like, because I think it took me a while to get into Red, like, even just the original, like, recording of it. And I was like, why is that? I wonder. And then I remembered it wasn't cool to like Taylor Swift when Red came out. It was, like, actively uncool.
It was stupid, It was until, I even think until, like, 1989, it was still, like, cringy. But it wasn't, like, during Red, it was like, oh, she's so dumb.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, oh, she just, like, dates these guys.
Yeah.
And like, that's it. Right. And I guess when that album came out, we were, like, 12 or 13.
But still, like, that's when it starts, you know? Yeah. That's when it's, like, exactly. This is so stupid to, like, have feelings.
Right. Yeah. Like, just to, like, be a girl and to like something is stupid. So I was just reflecting on that. And I like that it's become, like, we like her now. Like, this is cool now. So I guess that's a nice segue to our next song.
Should we do our little sign-off?
Yeah.
We did talk about Taylor Swift for a long time.
We did. Which I think is deserved.
Yeah, it's deserved. She needs her moment.
Yeah,
she
I guess we'll talk about her.
Hours, years of fame.
Yes. No, exactly. So I guess we'll sign off. This was the Granola Girls, Sarah and Georgia. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we're going to close out with a song from the album we were discussing called Nothing New. I'm sure, featuring Phoebe Bridgers. I'm sure everyone has played it so many times already.
Turn it up because you're going to hear it again,
but
guys.
Turn it up because it's so good. I've been, you know, this song, I have shed a few tears to this one. It's just, like, I don't think we can talk about it enough. Like, it's just so good.
We're probably going to play it again when we have our Taylor episode.
And as we should, I think. Anyway, please enjoy Nothing New by Taylor Swift featuring Phoebe Bridgers.
They tell you while you're young, girls go out and have your fun. Then they hunt and slay the ones who actually do it. Criticize the way you fly when you're soaring through the sky. Shoot you down and then they sigh and say, she looks like she's been through it. Lord, what will become of me once I've lost my novelty? To drink tonight, and I know it's sad, but this is what I think about. And I wake up in the middle of the night, it's like I can feel time moving. How can a person know everything at 18 but nothing at 22? And will you still want me when I'm nothing new? Cheeks are growing tired from turning red and faking smiles. Are we only biding time till I lose your attention? And someone else lights up the room. People love and to drink tonight. How did I go from growing up to breaking down? And I wake up in the middle of the night, it's like I can feel time moving. How can a person know everything at 18 but nothing at 22? We still
it's the only habit. 17.
She'll know the way and then she'll say she got the laugh from me.
I'll say I'm happy for her,
then I'll cry myself.